Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ace punt, will go after it, it'll be Thompson, she's going to pinch in, and head to the net, to the backhand, off the bar, it's a good goal, LaFrost, take the lead.
Our next guest here on The Lake Show is somebody that has won at a high level, continues to win, that's all they do is win. No, it's not DJ Khaled, it's Kelly Panik from the Minnesota Frost. Two-time NCAA champion, Olympic champion, four-time world champion, and now back-to-back Walter Cup champion. And she joins us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. Kelly, a pleasure to have you on the show this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, all you do is win. Congratulations on winning back-to-back championships with the Minnesota Frost. And it's always refreshing for us here in Minnesota to be able to celebrate champions. You are one of us. You're a native of Plymouth, Minnesota. What is it like to win big here in the state of Minnesota?
Yeah, it's really special. I think having had the opportunity to win in college as a Gopher was really cool as well. But there's just something really special about being able to play a pro sport in your home state and get to be able to celebrate with your community, get to celebrate with your fans that come support you game in, game out. So it's been a really fun week or so since we've won, and again, getting to celebrate with your home fans is really something really special.
You know, you've won a lot in your life, but what is it like to win when you go back to back? Because, you know, I can't think of, when you talk about team sports, anything, you know, more refreshing than being able to solidify and back up your status as a champion right after you won it the previous year.
Yeah, I mean, winning is hard, and then if you add on to, I think it's always almost harder having gone through it once, you realize actually how hard it is. And yeah, it kind of just validates the win before, right? Like, it's kind of like anyone can win once. You can get lucky here and there. It's obviously a little bit different now with the Walter Cup being a five-game series for us, or 2 5-game series to get to that point. But yeah, it just kind of solidifies it, backs up, and you realize, like, when you get the chance to do it and accomplish it, like, how hard it truly is.
As much as you win, you don't get tired of winning, do you?
No. Winning is very fun.
A lot of fun. You know what else is fun? Is the fact that you're a part of a beer. And look, I've been friends with the people over at Fulton Brewing for quite some time, for over a decade. And you have reunited with Fulton for Been There, Won That Again, the beer celebrating the back-to-back titles. And it actually also, a portion of the proceeds is going to benefit Mosaic Hockey Collective. Kind of talk about your collaboration with Fulton and what it means to you.
Yeah, it started after last year's Walter Cup, and I met the people at Fulton, and they were so great. I love their beer, and just felt, you know, like fitting. It is obviously, like, I'm the player that kind of started it, but I think it really truly goes to, like, our entire team and staff that is a part of those wins. And yeah, it's great to be able to partner as well with Mosaic Hockey Collective. They do a great job of trying to, you know, get more people into the game of hockey, especially those that maybe have a hard time accessing it, and ultimately helping diversify our game, which is a huge goal as well. So glad that they could be a part of it as well. And then I think one of the bigger motivators to win this time too is that, like, anytime you have a beer that you name Ben there won that, like, you better back it up. So I'm glad our team was able to get that done and get to kind of celebrate in this way again.
Yeah, we're talking to Minnesota Frost star Kelly Panik here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. This coming Saturday, the victory party at Fulton Tap Room, June the 7th. It'll be from 3 until 5 p.m. They're going to have the Purple Pints of Been There, Won That Again. That is just, I mean, I love the name. And it's also just kind of like, you know what, brush my shoulders off, man. Like we've done this again. Like, get on our level. I love that.
Yeah, I usually feel like to fly pretty under the radar. So when we're talking about names, and Fulton has some good names for their other beers as well. So I was kind of letting them, like, we're kind of doing a big brainstorming session. I'm like, I kind of like that. It's a little more cocky or out there than I normally probably am. I usually am someone who flies under the radar, kind of a do whatever you need me to do type of player. So, I just felt like it was a little bit out there, but again, it's pretty fun, and it's ultimately a big accomplishment. Like, it goes to our team, right? Like, I play a team sport, so every win that I have really is a win for whatever team I'm on, and I'm just a small piece of it.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because you, you've been a part of Team USA. You have, you know, had a phenomenal career collegiately and now at the professional level. Talk about the differences between the three in terms of, like, how you felt in playing and being successful for all three of those different teams.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think college is such a special time in life. I think you're kind of, I always call it, like, you're a fake adult, where you're on your own, you're doing these things, but you don't always have maybe the real, like, world responsibilities that you have when you leave. And the teams that I was on at Minnesota were just so special. And I mean, some of my best friends are from those teams, and to be able to create lifelong memories and be a part of, like, really high level success there, that, like, you're always in the history books whenever you win a national championship. And I think for me, that was always something, like, I dreamt of, was winning a national championship. So to live that out was truly special. And then on the international stage, I think it's just such a different experience, because you're constantly trying to make the team. And I always say it's sometimes it feels harder to make the team, to make that, whether it's a 23 or 25 person roster, than it is to give yourself a chance to win one game to win a medal.
Yeah.
So it's a totally different process of, you know, work reward, and you kind of have to always flip the switch from trying to, you know, make yourself be on a team you're trying out to then competing with the people that you tried out against, like those kinds of things. And then at the pro level, it kind of goes back to that college feel, but then at the same time, it's a pro, right? So you're a little bit more hands off. You're a little more trusted to do what you need to do to be successful. And for every person, it's very different. But ultimately, like, it's, you're in that world now where sports are a business. And but it's a great thing too, that you're on a team and you have a spot and a roster spot, and you're competing with your teammates game in, game out, going through it all together on a daily basis. And it's really special too.
What do you make of the momentum and the way that people are looking at the PWHL and just kind of trying to move it forward as a league? Because for me, at least, I'm so happy with this moment that women's sports are having, because I think that it's been overdue for people to pay attention to all of the different leagues, right? Like, we talk about the soccer league that has just been jump-started here the last few years, the PWHL, the WNBA clearly is having a moment. I just appreciate that people are really waking up and seeing how all of you women are thriving right now. What do you make of the times that we're living in?
Yeah, I think for, like, our league specifically, it's just been the perfect time to start and join in on this, what feels like, you said, like, this women's sports movement. And WNBA are capitalizing at the NWSL. Like, you see the valuations for those teams. I mean, it's crazy the amount of money that, you know, people are now seeing it. It's not like people used to see women's sports as more of like, oh, you give money because it's the right thing to do. And now people are seeing it. It's like, no, you want to get in part of it because this is a great opportunity. If you look at it, I think the highest potential for growth in sports is in women's sports. So from that side of things, as maybe a business side, it's a great time to be involved. And I think just from a fan perspective too, I think, you know, if you sit here and try to compare men's versus women's sports, like, it's, you're kind of going to be running in circles. I think that, yeah, while we play the same game as the Minnesota Wild do, we play it very differently. And yeah, I think there's there's good, and then there's maybe like, oh, I don't like that as much. You could say that to either side. So I always like to think of women's sports too as like, think about it as its own entity. Like it's its own, yeah, you play the same games or similar games, whatever it is, but how they are played is so different. And I think both are fun and both add value and both are skilled. And again, if you just sort of sit there and be like, oh, well, the women don't skate as fast or shoot as hard as the men. And you're like, okay, yes, thank you. But just because we don't do that doesn't mean it's still not a great game to watch, super high skilled, up and down, you know, competitive. So, yeah, I mean, it's a great time to be a part of women's sports for sure.
Yeah, I 100% agreed. And the uniqueness in women's sports is something that we should all celebrate. I got a couple of final questions for Kelly Panik here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. You know, I've, researched and saw a lot of stuff about you over the course of the last, you know, week and a half. Clearly, I talked to my people over at Fulton. One of my hockey analysts, she comes on my show. She has a regular segment every single week during the course of the NHL season. It's Jessie Pierce on the Bar Down Beauties podcast. She joins me a lot. You know, you've had a lot of success in your life in the sport of hockey. And when you go down your accolades, there's so many to list. But my question is this. Have you ever had to overcome adversity? Because, you know, when you look at just kind of like your career overview, there's a lot of, you know, wins there. But has there been like a moment where you're like, you know, whether it was an injury or something where you just said, you know what, I have a hurdle that I have to address or something that I have to get over to remain a champion?
Yeah, I think any athlete at any point, like they have those moments. And I've been really fortunate to where I've been able to be pretty healthy long term. But I think the biggest thing for me is just like, it's always like the mental battle, right? I think every athlete, I think this sometimes it gets talked about, but not in the sense where it's like adversity, but being able to, you know, like stay in your own lane, stay focused, whether for me it was, you know, more of a timing thing about making, you know, the international teams. That's always a big one. And I always viewed it as like, I didn't get cut. It's just not my time yet, you know? And so to me, it's kind of about that perspective and being able to have that mental fortitude to, you know, stick with what you do, stick with your strengths, trust the player that you are. And to me, like, I don't have the career I have, the longevity on the international stage or even the success and the positions I'm able to be in, whether it's in college or now pro. I don't think I have that without having the mindset I have. And I think keeping that mindset is the adversity piece of it. It's hard to choose to do things the right way all the time. And that's something that I try to do. And, you know, just kind of keep that head down and working and not listening to that outside noise. And in this day and age, there can be a lot of that. So I think, you know, for kids too, it doesn't always have to be you go through something really big. It can sometimes be those little things on a daily basis that can sometimes, you know, feel really challenging.
You've got some broadcast experience too with FanDuel Sports, Bally Sports, whatever. Is that what you want to do long term? Because you know, you got some talent.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's been really fun. The group at FanDuel, they've been great to work with, and again, just another spotlight on women's hockey and our team and our league. So they've been awesome to work with, and I just think it's something fun. I'm very passionate about hockey, and it's another way for me to kind of be involved that takes my mind off of me as a player. So do a little bit of that and a little bit of coaching. You know, we'll see what is in my future after my playing career is done. But fortunately, I'm going to keep riding the playing career out for as long as I can.
Hey, Kelly, before I let you go, here in the studio, we have all the monitors up on different you know, things. But we got a couple of monitors. Game one of the Stanley Cup. Who you got? Who you got? Do you got Edmonton? Do you got who you got? You got Florida? Who you got? I mean, I know I'm putting you on the spot, but you got a prediction?
I don't know. I think I'm a big believer in winners winning, and I think Florida Panthers are built just a little bit different. I think there's two caveats. I think Connor McDavid is a difference maker, and I also think there's an element to whatever team is healthier. So I actually am not as up to date as I probably should be, but I think whatever team is healthier, and then depending if the Panthers can keep Connor McDavid limited in his production, you can never stop that guy. But yeah, but it's team to team, fully healthy, I think I'll go Panthers.
Yeah. Well, everybody out there listening, make sure that you make it down to Fulton Brewing this coming Saturday, 3 p.m. till 5 p.m. and celebrate with Kelly Panik and maybe some of her other you know, teammates as well, celebrating that championship for the Minnesota Frost. They go back to back. They're going to be serving the been there, One Net Again beer that is celebrating those back-to-back titles. And, yes, a portion of the proceeds going to a great cause right here in the state of Minnesota. Hey, Kelly, I appreciate you giving me some time this evening.
Yeah, thank you. It was great chatting with you.
All right. Take care. That's Kelly Panik joining us here on The Lake Show. All right, so we will take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll get to Bite of the Night. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The bite of the night. This is going to be a first. I think it's a first. Because I'm not sure that we've ever utilized a soundbite from Steve Bannon. Yeah, that's Steve Bannon.
Now, you're a war room guy. Let's be honest. We know that. That's your guy. I mean, Alex Jones is no more, but it's Steve Bannon. I know
Steve
it.
Steve Bannon.
That's your dude.
Now, I'm confused, though, about this. Is Steve Bannon still a Trump guy, or is he not a Trump guy? Like, it seems like one day he's like, he's pro-Trump, and then the next minute he's not a fan. Well, I guess it depends on what he's doing on whatever day. Because Steve Bannon has come out, has been critical, and has stated something that we all knew. Okay? He is stating something that we all knew. It's been talked about for months, that Doge isn't worth a damn. Doge is nothing. Doge is a farce. People that have got sucked into, oh, man, we got to get to the bottom of all of this corruption and spending it. Knock it off. Doge is now being exposed. And of all the people that's criticizing Doge, Steve Bannon's one of those individuals. By the way, this was from earlier last month. According to the Washington Post, even with Doge cuts, the U.S. has spent $166 billion more than last year.
That doesn't seem very efficient.
In a few words, Doge is a catastrophic failure. But that's not a surprise. That's not a shocker Elon Musk getting involved in anything, whoops. This is Steve Bannon talking about the, quote, Doge cuts. Where are they?
There are no Doge cuts. Let me repeat this. And this is not USAID. Those are programmatic things. I'm talking about waste fraud. Where's the fraud in Medicaid? Which is where is it? They haven't showed up with any. Has anybody been turned over to DOJ for fraud? The problem with Musk, and I said this from the beginning, he gave false hope to this political class who doesn't want to cut anything. The reason, if the big, beautiful bill's got all these problems and it has some issues, he drove it because he promised $1 trillion, ladies and gentlemen, $1 trillion that got him off the hook. It's time for everybody to grow up. Run around, oh, it's a, show me where it is. The rescission next week is $9 billion, and $2 billion, folks, is PBS and NPR. Give me a break. Didn't need Doge for that. Been fighting for that one forever. There's $7 billion in there, supposedly, of, I don't know, fraud. On a $7 trillion, he committed to the President of the United States $1 trillion.
When Steve Bannon is peeling it back, when Steve Bannon is critical and we're all looking like Steve Bannon's making some sort of sense, that should make you all pause. Seriously.
Yeah, when Steve...
Where's the fraud?
It's a simple...
Steve Bannon just said, he says, where is the fraud with Medicaid?
It's a simple question. It's a question we've been asking for months, for weeks, since we were told waste, fraud, and abuse. Those are the buzzwords now. Waste, fraud, and abuse. If Steve Bannon is out there and he's questioning,
it makes you wonder.
That makes you wonder. It makes me feel as dirty as he looks. I mean, that's a heebie-jeebie sort of thing. And I don't... That's even skeevies with Steve Bannon. And that's pushing it right there. But he's right, though. The fact of the matter is Steve Bannon...
Steve Bannon is... You giving him credit? Look at you!
Steve Bannon is right. Oh, I have to go take a shower. Steve Bannon's right.
But this is the thing.
In all seriousness, yeah.
In all seriousness. Didn't we see this coming? Like...
Yes. Like... Absolutely.
Rational people. You didn't see this coming?
Yeah.
And now Elon Musk has broke from Trump about the big, beautiful bill.
Yeah, I feel like Elon Musk got into the government. He went in. He got what he wanted. He's got his contracts. He's got things that have been reallocated to SpaceX and his holdings. And he got out. I mean, this is like a smash and grab of government. That's what Elon Musk did. That's how I perceive it. It was Elon Musk going in, smash, grabbing, get those contracts, get your money, and get out.
It's just super frustrating. It's one of those we told you so moments. 651-461-9226. Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 news anchor. She joins us next on The Lake Show. And that would be Fox 9 news anchor Kelsey Carlson joining us here courtesy of the John Shusakoa Banker Hotline. And by the way, Kelsey is talking to us from Southwest Minnesota because she's at Veterans Field in St. James, because right now, Fox 9, they have the Town Ball Tour that is kicked off. Kelsey, you're at the first... Go ahead.
I've got a special guest with me, Randy Meyer.
Oh, hey.
Car, and I said, hurry up. I'm on with Henry. Let's go.
I took it, Henry.
Yes, that's awesome. So you guys are together, part of the Town Ball Tour schedule for Fox 9. I guess for the people out there listening that don't know about this, essentially what is the Fox 9 Town Ball Tour?
Well, we've been doing this since about 2017, and we just pick a group of small towns across greater Minnesota every summer, and we hit the road, and on Wednesday nights, we do our shows, our early shows, live from one of these communities that has a town ball team. Town ball is a tradition that goes back to the 1800s for a lot of small towns. They would take Sundays and have a baseball team, and people would come get a picnic and come, you know, talk with their neighbors. It was a day off of work, of course, and it just started as a way to gather. And over the years, it's been a great way for college players when they come home to play baseball. Guys who used to play baseball and they're in their 40s and sometimes even 50s. But yes, the age can range from 16-year-olds all the way up to guys who are really still in their 50s and playing baseball. And it's just a great way to get a feel for some of the communities in our area. So what I miss?
Nothing. I was going to say, you know, aside from the state fair, Henry, this is really for us, for Fox 9, this has been a really great connection to those communities out and away from the Twin Cities that that watch us and feel connected to us. And it's crazy how many people appreciate us showing up in these small towns and broadcasting live and meeting people and talking about the towns. I mean, baseball is kind of secondary to why we come here and sort of what it means to the people in these smaller communities around Minnesota.
I mean, it's super cool. Yeah. I'm looking at the lineup here. You guys have 7 different broadcasts, including tonight, over the course of June and July. And we talk about baseball, and clearly we're all excited because the Twins have been having baseball games on Fox 9. Does the weather – I'm sure that the weather doesn't always cooperate when you guys travel like that.
True. I mean, in fact, I just talked to a couple guys from Springfield, Minnesota. We are heading there on July 9th, and we got flooded out from Springfield last year.
Ooh.
They had 6 feet on the ball field, and we tried to reschedule it. They just couldn't pull that field back together. So we have had some weather incident, but for the most part, over the course of the years we've been doing this, it's very few and far between.
It's incredible the luck we've had that most of the time it's a nice evening like tonight. The bugs are low, humidity's low. Yeah. It's just a really, really nice evening.
And there's no smoke down here, Henry. I don't know what it's like up in the cities right now, but
none?
We don't really see any right now, so that's been a blessing.
By the way, you guys got great reception. You sound good.
Oh, good. Good. Well, we traveled with our own little cell tower, so TC Bear was out here tonight, but I think that because of our relationship with the Twins now, we'll see TC Bear a lot. But I love that each community kind of creates their own vibe when we're out here. And so some of these gatherings, it's more than a baseball game. They'll have live music. They'll have prizes and raffles. They'll have just all sorts of things happening. I think we've had some like slip and slide and other just really fun things that kind of just show off the community or just create a very fun atmosphere around the baseball game.
We try to, the four of us, myself, Ian, Kelsey, and Jim, we try to go down into the towns and experience. Like today we stopped at Schmidt Bakery, which is the longstanding bakery here. And we like to check out some of the fun areas of these towns as well, just to get a sense for what the folks here, what's near and dear to the folks here.
That was good. You know what? You just stole my thunder. You were reading my mind. Because when you go to these specific small towns, a lot of times they'll have those unique places that you got to go and try to find, whether it's the homemade ice cream or the great donuts. Has there been an experience over the last maybe year or two where you're like, yeah, we got to make it back up there because I love what they're serving?
Yes. But there's so many I can't even single any out. I mean,
every town, whether it's the local butcher, we've had great success with that kind of stuff, with meats. Oftentimes it is a bakery of some sorts. It's sometimes a bar. We've been dragged to the town bar before and sat down and had meal with the barkeep and some of the patrons. So we've covered a lot of a local folklore ground in these smaller towns.
Yeah, St. Patrick is a ball field, a church, and a bar. That's all that you'll find in St. Patrick.
Literally, that's it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome. We're talking to both Kelsey Carlson and Randy Meyer here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO from Fox 9. You were about to say something, Randy?
I'm just saying that every single place that we've been to since we started has something really fun to offer. And for me and for Kelsey and for the rest of us, getting out of the studio and getting out and you know, we're in these studios and we're talking to nobody except the camera so much of our lives. To get out and do these live broadcasts with people all around you and being able to talk to them, they're so gracious with us. It's really a highlight for us all summer long. People go, oh, you got to know, we love going. We really do. It's a lot of fun.
Now, how different is it to be out and about among the masses at something like this as opposed to the Minnesota State Fair, the Great Minnesota Get Together? I know it's got to be different in some sense, because for me, when I go to the Minnesota State Fair, if I'm doing shows out there, and I don't have to be out there every day like you guys have to be out there because I'm doing like twin stuff and I'm at the stadium and you guys have to be. But for me, like, when you go out there after a few days, you know, it's to me, it's cool for the first couple of days, but then you start to get a little bit winded and tired when you're out there every day over the course of a couple of weeks.
Yes. Yeah, you're overstimulated when you're at the state fair. So I would, it's similar in that everybody's having a great time. You know, it's a place that's fun. So for us, yes, job-wise, this is an excellent assignment. The difference between town ball and the state fair, I would say the state fair is like a carnival ride, right? Lots of lights, lots of action. And I think town ball is more like a tailgate party. People come with their lawn chairs. It's very chill. We're watching guys watch our show tonight, and they're grabbing buckets of beer from the concession stand. And it's more like just sit and hang out. So much, a little bit more relaxed out here.
Definitely. I hear you, Henry. I mean, I've been doing, as you have, been doing the state fair. I think this will be my 35th or 6th fair this summer. But there's a burnout factor there, because as I tell people who don't necessarily do what we do, as soon as you step foot on the fairgrounds, you have to be on, right?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
It's just a different sort of mentality you have to invoke when you step foot on the fairgrounds, because there's so many people and so many people coming up to you. And here it's much more laid back, as Kelsey points out. People are very gracious, very nice. They still want to shake your hand and take pictures, but it's not quite as intense.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. All right, so what you guys got going for us tonight on Fox 9?
Well, we are down here. Oops.
Oh, don't run anybody over now.
I accidentally beat that.
Those Fox 9 people are not very friendly. Andy Meyer beeped at me.
Here's what I'll say. Here's what I know, because as we were, you know, we're doing our blocks down here and tossing back to the studio, but I do know that there's some movement at the state capitol in terms of a special session. I know the governor spoke this evening or this afternoon as well. So we're getting some progress on the state budget, and the governor has addressed that and the special session, as I understand it. If it hasn't been called, will be called very shortly. Mm.
Yeah, and then we've continued to follow the Derek Thompson trial. He's accused of hitting and killing a car full of women, 5 women, as he was fleeing from police, and his defense is claiming that it wasn't him being the driver, that it was his brother. So that trial continues, and our coverage continues of that. And then we'll have, of course, Ian with weather, and Jennifer as well back at the station. And then we'll have a wrap-up from Town Ball here at 9 o'clock as well. We're still live in James at 9 tonight.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Well, I appreciate both of you being on. Hey, be safe in your travels, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Yep. Thanks, Henry.
All right. Bye, take care. All right. That is both Randy Meyer and Kelsey Carlson joining us here on the Lake Show. First time that we had them both on the line at the same time. That's awesome.
And I can tell you, being from a small town, that town ball is such a big event. And for, you know, being in the cities, and Henry, I mean, you know pretty much everybody here in the market. When you're in a smaller town in rural Minnesota and you have a television station like a Fox 9, they come to your city. It is a big deal, because you're like, here's our chance. We can show what we've got, and we get the platform. They're going to come down and they're going to showcase my town, and I might see people I know on TV, and this is my, like,
it's cool.
It is such a cool opportunity for people in outstate Minnesota, and it's, they do that, and man, they were talking about Springfield. I play ball in Springfield, so I know exactly where they're going. It's just, it's pretty cool for that, and for the people in outstate Minnesota, if you get an opportunity like that, it means a lot to that community.
Hey, really quickly, do want to mention this, since we're talking about people hanging out, this Friday, 6 p.m., Lake Show, Inbound Brewing, two blocks away from Target Field. We will take it up to Twins pregame, which starts at 6:30, and the Twins will be hosting this weekend the Toronto Blue Jays. So come and hang out with us at Inbound. It's a great setup. It's an awesome, like tap room brewing situation. Mm-hmm. It's fun. And we'll be there. And I know it's an abbreviated show and all that stuff, whatever, but hey, it's a Friday. You know, we're hanging out for 30 minutes. We'll get there before, you know, I just won't show up at 6 o'clock, whatever. But we'll be there. We'll hang out, talk Twins or whatever on that day, and then we'll get into Twins baseball.
No, I mean, what you got to do on a Friday night before the Twins kick the crap out of the Blue Jays? Nothing. You can come hang out with us. Have a couple of brewskis. Watch H Lake do his thing. I mean, it's cool.
How many goals are going to be scored in this year's Stanley Cup? We are 12 minutes into the game one of the Stanley Cup final. It's 2-1 already. It's like, you get a goal. You get a goal. Edmonton scored the first goal in the first minute.
Yeah.
The first minute. And now Florida has responded with back-to-back goals here within the last 2 minutes here.
I don't know what the puck line is, but I'm kind of upset at myself that I didn't take it, because I'm sure that would have been some nice money tonight. But, something to keep an eye on for the future.
Super interesting. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get to our headlines, and we'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And let's dive right into headlines. Christopher Tubb reads the headlines, dives into some of the top stories. And I tend to want to give a reaction to them.
All right, let's get into it. And something that Kelsey and Randy were just talking about is the Minnesota State Capitol and the budget situation. Well, Republican House Speaker Lisa Dame out of Cold Spring was sharing some frustration over the budget stalemate that continues to go on as the special session has yet to be called. Dame said that Governor Wall's priorities are contributing to delays as Minnesota approaches the July 1st government shutdown. She told WCCO that the governor, that there's certain priorities that he's have had to do with sustainable aviation fuel and data centers and a few different things. We know that maybe those aren't reflected in the bills that have come forward so far. Maybe some more work has to be done on some of those issues. Is it a true sticking point? I'm not sure, but some of those priorities, I heard them, aren't making their way through. Now, she added that a special session is still a few days out, despite the need for a swift one-day session to avoid a government shutdown. This Wednesday was the day that lawmakers had targeted for the special session to finish work on the budget, but clearly that's not panning out. Damus says they are still working on it. Negotiations are going to continue on another major sticking point, the bonding bill. In addition, what has become an unpopular tax bill, Blois Olson, WCCO political analyst, has described the situation as whack-a-mole with issues arising as soon as the leaders think they have a bill ready.
This is not something we want to hear. We want to see things getting taken care of and swiftly. And specifically, whenever I see state employees are already getting layoff notices this week, that's not what I want to see or hear. So let's continue to get to work on both sides, Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah. Figure it out. In some way, shape, or form, figure it out. Hey, Elon Musk continued his rampage against Donald Trump's spending bill on Tuesday night.
Oh, he did.
Yes, setting the stage for an ugly showdown with the president's faithful. He posted on X, quote, "Mammoth spending bills are bankrupting America," sharing a graphic depicting rising national debt over the past three decades. Enough. Uh-oh, you better be careful. That's gimmick infringement on Jason DeRusha.
I know.
Yeah. He also responded with a 100 emoji to an X user who wrote that Musk had reminded everyone it's not about left versus right. It's about establishment versus the people. Now, earlier on Tuesday, he unleashed hellfire on Trump's so-called big, beautiful bill, lambasting the president's flagship legislative package as, quote, "outrageous, pork-filled, and a disgusting abomination." He then turned up the heat on the Republicans who supported the bill, suggesting they be booted from Congress in the midterm elections. "In November next year, we will fire all politicians who betrayed the American people," he wrote. House Speaker Mike Johnson fired back, telling reporters Musk's criticism was terribly wrong. As of May, the national debt stood at over $36.2 trillion, a graphic that he highlighted. Now, Trump hadn't directly acknowledged Musk's Tuesday outburst by the time of publication. Musk's set time as a special government employee ran out on Friday, but the businessman had already indicated weeks early he would step back from government to focus on his companies amid the significant slump in Tesla sales. And Trump so far has not directly acknowledged Musk's Tuesday outburst.
You know, Elon Musk has received at least $38 billion in government contracts, loans, subsidies, tax credits over the past couple decades. $38 billion. You know, whenever, like, to me it's criminal when the richest person in the world gets local grants. Like, what? What?
Well, this was that government smash and grab, part of DOGE as well. Like, all he was doing was just lining his pockets with this. And I mean, Trump versus Musk, I haven't been this excited about a breakup since it was the mega powers between Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Savage back in 1989. So I guess the mega powers are going to be replaced with the MAGA powers.
Is it really a breakup, though? I don't think that Elon Musk is going to threaten Donald Trump, and I don't think that Donald Trump's going to threaten Elon Musk at all.
I don't know. I mean, maybe
this is a public spat that people look at and play gotcha. But we knew that this was how it was going to play out anyway.
Well, we knew that they were eventually not going to be able to coexist. I mean, we've seen it before, and yeah, no surprise. So when MAGA powers explode. Yeah. Hey, and the final cold beers of a 28-year run were poured at Dan Kelly's Pub in downtown, just right below us. I didn't know this until today.
Jason, I found it out earlier today, too.
Jason and Cook were giving me a hard time. They're like, oh, you'll get through it. But it's like they've been around since 1997. Closing parties held Friday and Saturday. They announced the closure on Facebook. They said, quote, "we're so heartbreaking to say goodbye." Announcement did not provide detail on the reason for the closure or what might be next for the space. They've got they still got the Welcome Minnesota Twins fan sign outside downstairs.
Yeah.
I was bummed when I heard this. I was like,
end of an era, man.
Yeah. Plus Dave Lee had his going away party there. Like, I mean, it's so easy to go down, grab some food, come up here, but man, it sucks. It sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. All right, that's gonna wrap up headlines for this evening. Coming up next, There's something that all sports fans have to stop doing. I'll explain what that is next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.